For many years before I entered the Franciscan Friar, I worked as a social worker at Bellevue Hospital in New York City. And on the first day of my employment, during employee orientation, we're given a set of rules, and they were never to be, broken in any way, because this was a public hospital, also an equal opportunity employer. And in time, some of those rules were good. They were set up for protection. For instance, you could never ask a colleague what their ethnicity was, who they lived with, who were they married to, or what their religion was. For many years, I worked with a psychiatrist named Bernie. And after a few months, Bernie, took me to the side and he said to me, "I'm trying to figure out who you are." And I said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" He said, "Well, you are sexually repressed, your politics are a little too to the right, and you learned blind obedience at an early age. You must be a Catholic." And in turn, I said, "Well, yes, you're right about that. But what does this have to do with what I am doing here?" He said, "Well, I just want to make sure that you don't go around proselytizing people or using your faith as an opportunity to correct people and their ways." And I rest assured him that I would never do that. So I had to, but I want you to say that, I lived in fear of rejection of him. Rejection that he would reject me as a person, as a social worker, as a professional, but also as a Catholic. I worked with him for 15 years, and when I was leaving, he thanked me for my dedication, as well as for my sense of ethics and a sense of who I was as a person. Thus, I never really felt rejected by him. My brothers and sisters, rejection is a reality of life. We encounter rejection at work, at home, and in the world. And in today's readings, all three of them, we have examples of people being rejected. But the good news is that all these people who were rejected persevered. In the first, reading, we hear about Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel is called to be a prophet during the Babylonian exile. And God prepares him for this role. And he says to him, these are people who have rebelled, and that they may be of hard of face and obstinate of heart. And despite the likely rejection, Ezekiel is still called. In the second reading, Paul speaks of the challenges he faced. And he has considered these hardships, out of his love for the endurance of the sake of Christ. Paul, like Ezekiel, accepts the work he is called to do. In today's gospel, Jesus returns to Nazareth. And while he was away from Nazareth, he has found his vocation and his work, and he is blessed with the gifts of teaching and healing. The people at home are not ready for him. He is not welcomed. People watch him with a cold eye. And as Jesus begins to speak in the synagogue, they are initially unimpressed. They realize that he has the gift of wisdom. But at some point, they reject him. they asked the question, where did this man get all of this? Firmly rejecting him. It is very hurtful to be rejected. No one likes that to happen. And Jesus was further amazed at the lack of faith that his brothers and sisters had in him. But he continued to work on. He continues to persevere. And he was able to do what he was set out to do. He did the work of healing just a few of them and moved on. Rejection can easily be turned into anger. And we have all experienced this. I encounter this in my ministry as a Catholic priest, and also within my own circle of friends and family. Many of my loved ones have walked away from the faith for all kinds of reasons. And it is a matter of still respecting that journey, and at the same time, allowing myself to be who I am. It is not helpful to say to anyone, I am praying for the salvation of your soul because you have walked away. That is passing judgment, because in turn, everything that any individual does is between that person and God. Certainly, we can pray for that person that they may return to Christ. We cannot be angry at that person or tenacious. We are still called to love, still about doing our business. We cannot simply walk away and say, that's it, I'm finished with you. Jesus certainly did not act this way. He did not become embittered. He did what he was called to do in Nazareth. As I said, he healed a few people. And he decided to take his gifts elsewhere. We are called to do the same. As we face rejection, we are once again called to maintain our perseverance, to be faithful to the baptismal promises that we have made. And that is about nurturing the faith, nurturing our faith through our daily prayer, through our participation in the liturgy, by participating in the sacrament of reconciliation and healing, by reading scripture, by being a good example to even those who don't believe the way in which we do. In essence, my brothers and sisters, the call is to place our energy on the matters that we have control over, not the matters of what is going on in someone else's life or soul. So said, that is the business between an individual and God, not everyone else. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue with this liturgy, let's continue for the grace of being faithful, the grace to persevere, and the grace to always to draw closer to the God who desires us more than we desire him.